That was all. His only said, why should you be working for me? And he said, listen, if I give you money, you'll be happy. You will work better. Me and you will be richer. Then I can pay you more money. That is the idea of the everybody should be happy. The man never sat down to, look, I read his story. He never sat down to amass wealth for himself. He said, this car I'm building is an extension of myself. If I'm a credible man, my car should be credible. They should be reliable. If I'm an honest man, you understand? If you buy my car, you know Henry Ford's mentality is once you buy Henry Ford, don't buy another one. No, that was his mentality. That once you buy one, you've bought your portion. I don't know whether you're following what I'm saying. His own was that if you buy one, you have bought your portion. And he said he didn't expect the car to break down. Why should it break down? I made it. So he used the best materials. People say, so he can sell more. No. In fact, for him, you can read the book. Sale was a measure of how well they were doing business. The business was not about the sale. I don't know whether I get my point. His own is that, listen, do you know he dropped his prices without competitors? Price drop was always a personal decision. He said, listen, $2,000 for a Model A Ford. We are producing more. Guys, can't we bring the price lower? Yes, we can. Okay, let's try and see. So they work, improve their efficiency, improve everything. He said, now, hey, we are making it as much lower. So they drop the price. The following year, maybe that year they sold 2,000 cars. The following year they sell 15,000. You see, we are reaching more people. Guys, let's work harder. Let's work harder. Until the cars came down to like $800. He had no competitor. Satanic-minded people, they say, you see, that was a trick to increase his sale. It was not about his sale for him. Go and read it. He kept from. He said, listen, men can be more efficient than they are. So the man will go there and go and plot. This guy who's arranging this part of the machine, he spends, out of every 10 hours he works, he spends 5 hours moving around, collecting tools. He said, good, from now on, you will not move to collect tools. Tools will come to you. Thereby cutting off the 5 hours they spent on needless moving around. Why am I telling all of these stories? The spirit behind what he was doing. For him, the spirit was this. Men should be more efficient. We will be more productive. We will be able to make the cars cheaper. Are you getting my point? Then we can sell them to more people. And more people will be blessed. His mentality was, you know, the reason why he started, you know, I may be wrong, but for all the stories I know, he is the first man to start giving warranties on a large scale on his products. You know that you buy a car, now they tell you 3 years warranty, 100,000 kilometers. He was the first man to do it. He has service stations all over the U.S. that anytime your Ford breaks down, call us. We made it. It should not break down. But you see, satanic activity these days, let me not mention names. Let's be like we are supporting some people against some people. And of course, current day Ford, I don't know what they are like. I'm telling you the history of the original grandfather. You understand what I'm saying? They make a model. Okay, let's just mention names just for the fun of it, all right? Okay, let's look for one name. Let's look for one car. Let's call the car Toyonda. There's no car like Toyonda. So they will make Toyonda a car called maybe Toyonda Model Nissan, as an example. There's nothing like that, you understand? It's a joke, all right? After you finish buying your Nixima, you know, I'm just trying to mix these things up. So you buy Toyonda Nixima 2012. As you are packing it and say, praise God, we just bought a new car. Amen. Then you open the, you put on the TV, introducing the 2013 model. Gen. The difference is that they remove the light from the front, they put it on the side. The one on the side, they put it under the hood. The one inside, they bring it out and then rearrange the whole thing. And because they know that most human beings have a problem with the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, they will sell some more. Their tricks for selling some more is to keep altering the models. You know cars like that. I don't have to mention names. Every year, there's a model out. No improvement over the previous one. just a change in the design. Some of them are even less fuel efficient because they have increased the coefficient of drag instead of improving it. Because lights are sticking out from funny corners now. It's a satanic way of trying to sell things. This one I can mention up because they all do it. iPulo, Samsung, all of them decrease. You understand what I'm saying? That is today, iPad 1, the following year, iPad 2, the year after, iPad 3. Check the difference between one. They will tell this one is 16 gig. They could have made 32 gig the first time. They won't. So the following year, they can say this one is 32 gig. Then the following year, they say we brought the 64 gig on that has camera in the corner. What is wrong with where the first camera was? Nothing. It is just that you have to change it. Companies thrive on the covetousness in the hearts of people. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about who? You. You, the Christian. Don't do it. That's what I'm saying. Don't compete with people on what makes money. Circumcise your heart. Circumcise your business. The idea here is to serve people and establish righteousness. If it's bad, don't sell it. It will not bless your customer. It will not bless you. But I will lose money, no problem. Call your customer and say, this thing is bad though. But I will lose money if I don't sell it to you. Do you want to buy? If you can't do that, then don't sell it. Listen, this is Christianity. Sometimes it hurts you. Sometimes you will literally lose money. But this is how God will preserve your life in what you are doing. I'm talking about the putting away of the flesh. The putting away of the old nature. That's what I'm talking about. I've been talking so much about business, but let me just stop there because this is not a business seminar. It just uses an illustration. Are you getting my point? Now, you can listen to our series. That's one with the spiritual economic empowerment and development strategies. We discuss a lot of things there. Then this man's book, always a recommendation for me. That is A Business by the Book by Larry Bucket. It will help you. It will help you. In summary, circumcise your heart. Circumcise your business. Business is not about money making. It's about the establishing of righteousness. God wants to, through your life, demonstrate some principles. I didn't go into the discussion of Mary Kay Ash. That was the same thing. She was not a cosmetics woman. She just saw cosmetics as a way to establish the principles of salesmanship that she had understood, you understand, that was laid in her heart. That's just what it is. Like I told you, Henry Ford said, it is not about the car. I'm adding my own words now. It's not about the money. It is not about the fame. It is about one thing. I have ideas for doing business, he said, and I needed to prove to people that the way they are doing business is bad. And my business succeeded as a proof to them. For example, they say, go for more sales, go for more sales, go for more sales. Look, Albert Einstein said something. He said, truth is beautiful. I don't know whether I get my point. He said, truth is beautiful. That he was not saying that everything that is beautiful is true, but everything that is true is beautiful. I want to explain the principle there. That it was talking then, they were talking about what they call supersymmetry, if you know something about advanced physics, you know. He said he didn't know much about it, but the first day he heard it, the thing was so beautiful, he knew this thing had to be true. Are you getting my point? I'm bringing an issue here. That is the way it is also with divine truth. It's beautiful. What do I mean? It will confer beauty into your life. Eventually, now there's a difference. Satanic ways, rapid results. Godly way is slow, but it endures. Are you getting my point? It endures. It endures. He said, listen, this is the proper thing to do. I need to do it so as to show them that it's the proper thing to do. Do you know eventually, he was the richest of all of them. He built what was, I think, the biggest company in the world that time. And at the end of the day, he said, I've just proven to all of you that I was right and you were wrong. The man single-handedly changed the demography of the United States. Before him, most men lived in villages. After him, most men lived in cities. He made it easy to do work. Are you getting my point? And that's what I call the establishing of righteousness. Let me just stop there. Please, I hope you've gotten my point. I hope you've gotten my point. The process is more important to you than that result. And that's what Christianity is. And the example of circumcision. In everything we do in life, we are here to establish righteousness. Very important. Paul says something. He said, whether by my life or by my death, the important thing is that Christ must be glorified. What does that tell you? Whatever you are doing in life, the important thing is that Christ is glorified. Let's take another example. I like to say it because people make the mistake about it. Look at this children matter. I'm a married man. I have children. And I thank God for them. All right? Children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. But it's not the primary purpose for marriage. Listen, I'm not trying to weaken your faith. I'm trying to, let's get things in proper perspective. They are good. Are you getting my point? And I pray to the Lord that he will give them to me, and he did. And I'm very, very grateful. Why am I need to explain this is that, you see, you now see Christians, in fact, you know, they've given their lives to Christ, but African culture never come out for their body. My wife never born boy. So never born full current. May your current not go dim in the time of darkness. I run nonsense. Listen, let me tell you something here. I want to digress slightly, then I'll sit down what I was saying. You are the light of the world. You know what that means? The only person that can teach your villagers truth is you. That's what it means. That's the meaning of light of the world. I told you when my brother was getting married, I keep on using that as an illustration. You know, I'm very, in fact, you know, God sets people up. My wife would have been born in those states, but God said no. Now I carry and go drop him for Delta State. It was deliberate. So I can say the kind of things I'm saying now with confidence. And from Ondo State, naturally speaking, my wife is from Delta State. It never crossed my mind that it was an issue. And it even makes me feel bad. I still have to preach to Christians today that it's not an issue. I know you know it's not an issue. But listen, I am telling you, must circumcise your mentality because you are the only person that can teach your villagers it's not an issue. You are the only person. When did you wanted to get married? Many of you know my younger brother. He married Amarachi. Amarachi is from Imo State. Ayodeji is from Ondo State. My mother said, "Hey, what do you think?" I said, "We are either Christians or we are not." That was the end of the discussion. It wasn't like, you know, these tribal things are not so bad. We will manage. I said, when you want to fight the devil, don't fight on his turf. Don't fight in his own arena. Devil go and cage you in his own devil's cage. That's where you want to fight. It's called the realm of what? Sense knowledge. Using reason to explain something. You know, no, mommy, I have been in Enugu for a while. And the people are very nice people. Actually, I run nonsense. I don't care whether they are Jezebels and Ahabs. What difference does it make? If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. You now go and say, mommy, let's just be realistic. So the truth is that, you know, we can be kept there talking nonsense. I said simply, we are either Christians or we are not. That's the end of the discussion. Listen, you know, a lot of people shout blood of Jesus. Now, insult they abuse that blood every day. They go, oh, my enemies, they have blood of Jesus. Then they will go home and say, hey, where is he from? Hey, Anambra State, Tufekwa. No. Which village did he say? No. In our place, they are all my enemies. The same blood has said there's no division between anyone anymore. You insult the blood, then wrap the dirty blood against your enemies. Because it's not the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of the Amadioha in your village that you are shouting. Because it's not just shouting the blood. It's the blood speaks. Now I keep on saying it. The blood does what? It speaks. What has he said? He has said that there's no difference between tribes of men if they are both in Christ Jesus. So I said simply to my mother, we're either Christians or we are not. And since I'm the pastor in the house, I should know. And that is it. It surprises me that Christians, and listen, Christians, how do I say this? I'm trying to, my voice has to stop using strong words. Okay, this is what I'll say. Don't let God punish you. What did I say? Don't let God punish you. Just to get it more practical. That's how the good wives, in fact, not good wives, the good wife that God planned for you, he will take her and give to your neighbor. That's what the Bible says. And you'll be there, rigmarole. Then finally you will marry. Very nice girl. So spoken, let they talk. And you enter your house, you go commode that outer flesh. Then the Jezebel spirit go manifest. Say, Pastor, how far? And you see small girl begin boxing, you know she's demon possessed. Why? Because you did not circumcise that idea. In the same vein, in your village, they now come and tell you that if your wife never born boy, you never born picking. Tell them, say that they Chris. What did I say? Thank you. That if they are not careful, you will place a curse upon all of them, that all of you will come to my daughter to beg for money. And indeed, in fact, not because, in fact, I bless. Then one day, all of them will kill you in Abuja when your daughter is now the minister of petroleum. Is she our daughter? It's only become our daughter that time. Oh, you people did not know when he said she was not a child. And somebody will come burn your arm rubber because. You know, the way God does things, he said, okay, you want son? Nothing spoiled now. Not be son you define. I will find you son. Hey, devil, find me two for there. Begin. You not go suck breast. No, I want to drink smart stout. Because you denied the word of God and you stuck with the traditions of the people. Tell your neighbor circumcision. Children are the heritage of the Lord, not boys. What did he say? Children. I remember then when my wife and I, when we were planning to get married. Which bikini you go like first? Boy, okay? I said, So the reason why I like a boy person who can tap soccer. My wife said, no, he has to be a girl so you can go to the kitchen together. You know those kind of petty discussion what we have. God is my witness. There was never an issue with me. Listen, you are the light of the world. What did I say? What does that mean? You are the one that will teach people what is real and what is not real. Listen, in life, my time has gone. Well, I may continue next time or I will leave it there. But these are just a few examples. I think we can leave it there. These are just a few examples. That whatever we do in life, they must be circumcised. And while doing ministry, you see, the real thing, the spirit behind something is what circumcision is. Maybe later on, I don't know whether... Okay, maybe later on, we may not be part of this series. We'll talk about this kingdom mentality. We have to get in that kingdom mentality into everything that we do. You understand what I'm saying? Kingdom mentality. What makes something natural or circumcised? Because the circumcision is the putting away of the old flesh. You understand? What makes it natural or of a circumcised, all right, kind is a kind of spirit. Two people can be in the market. One shop here, one shop next door to it. They are selling the same things. They are seeing the same kind of customers. But the spirit behind what they are doing is different. Like I said to you at the beginning, one day God will test you to let you know the kind of spirit, or for you to demonstrate the kind of spirit you are dealing, that you are using to deal in the things that you are doing. What is motivating you? As an example, ministry. You know, I keep on giving an example. What is ministry about? Ministry is not about fame. It's not about money. It's not about glamour. No. It is about impacting the people of God with the word of God. That's all it is. It's about transforming the lives of people. So whatever you are doing, you must be scheming around that idea. People scheme around all kinds of things. Where's money more? If we put a church here, would the rich people come? No. People here, they never learn how to give. More go put on for where did they give? That ministry is not circumcised. It will kill the man who started it. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this is not a joke. Your life depends on these things. Listen, I say you have to eat this blood, this body of Christ, this flesh of the Lamb with bitter herbs. That is, you will make decisions and everybody thinks you are crazy. And it's nice. In fact, if nobody thinks you are crazy yet, you have a serious problem. You have a serious problem. Christianity is not a joke. When I wrote my book, Should I Say Yes? I was discussing some things about marriage. For some people, that's totally new. Some of those things I said in there. That's why the book is in two parts. The earlier part is how to choose a wife, a husband. The later part is how to run a Christian home. Some of the things you say in there, some people have never heard it before. But I keep on saying, God has an idea. It is your duty and mine to explain that plan and that idea of God for everybody else to see. It is our duty. Are you getting my point? Now, whether it is sweet to their observation or not is not the issue. It's your job. But this is one thing you must know. Eventually, you will be proven right. You hear what I said? Eventually, you will be proven right. Eventually, the whole world will see. Look at Henry Ford. After a while, everybody had to copy him. If I don't copy him now, you are out of business. Now, every company gives warranty. Why? Because one man said, this is the proper way to do business. And when they started copying him, they found out that even the profit they were looking for is now easier to make than before. It's called the demonstration of his righteousness. Let me summarize everything I've said today. How God is judging you, what to preserve your life. Remember, we'll talk about the survival and the death of Moses. Next time, we'll go on to the matter of the death of Moses. All right? I should cover that in two meetings. What really killed Moses? I don't want to start it now. I'll talk about it next time. But the summary of it is this. Moses was exhausted. That's the summary. And I want to talk about, again, about the way by which you will ensure you are not exhausted. No matter how much God loves you, if you exhaust yourself, you will die. You just wake up one day and find out that you are dead. Are you getting my point? We'll talk about that next time. But up to this point, what have I tried to explain? Moses survived that first encounter with death because he quickly circumcised his son. I'm challenging you again today. You must circumcise every son that you have. And you know what that son is. I'm not talking about natural children. All right? But it's a circumcision of the children. There is, you know? What I mean is that not physical circumcision now, but the way you relate with them. So people say their whole object in life, their whole purpose in life is to make their children happy. Why did you have them? Why are you making that? You should have just not had children. Then you have not had any problem in making children happy. We'll talk about that. In fact, I don't want to go into it because I just give these ones I discussed as examples on what this thing is about. Do you get my point? But you can easily learn from different, you know, teachings on what I'm talking about, especially in that area. There's a way you handle children. Whether your child is soft or hard, whatever it is, you must be strict and discipline him for this purpose of godliness. It's important. I'm not discussing it now. You walk somewhere, there's a concern about it. Your own business, we've talked about that already. All right? Your marriage, there is something. It's just to cast away everything about the natural man, what natural people say, and start operating these things by divine principles. When you are going to make that switch, it may be hard, it may be painful, it may be difficult, because that's what circumcision is about.